Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching, episode 303. It's a beautiful, sunny, wintry December morning here. The sun is streaming in through the windows. It's Thursday morning, the 9th of December, 2021. I've got a cup of coffee here, and I'm thinking about Luke 2. Luke 2, and in particular, verses 8 to 21, when the shepherds have a transformational encounter with an angel, with the heavenly host, then with Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, and it has a profound effect on them, such that the title of today's Quiet Time Coaching is Shepherds Spread the Word. Shepherds Spread the Word. Now, this passage is on my mind because you probably won't be surprised to hear I'm preaching on it this coming Sunday, the 12th of December, for the Watford Church of Christ. It is that Christmas time of year, and so we're looking at these texts as we do every year. We try to find something, if not completely new, at least different in some way, in the sense that it might be relevant to our situation as a church and individually, and looking for fresh inspiration from the amazing stories that show the love of God and the mercy of God and the kindness of God that he would condescend to take on our human nature. Anyway, today, shepherds spread the word. Let's talk a bit about the context here. So these shepherds, which are mentioned in verse 8, they really are center stage, aren't they? There's a lot of detail here compared to how much information we have about the birth of Jesus, which is in the verses preceding what we're looking at here. That's quite limited in its detail, but we have a lot of information about what happened here with the shepherds. So there must be a reason for emphasizing this incident with the shepherds more than the actual birth. And presumably, it's something to do with the way in which the significance of Jesus is announced and the response of those shepherds. Of course, shepherds in those days weren't particularly valued. They were often seen as unreliable, in fact, despised. They were quite frequently accused of theft, and that's because they were just out there roaming around, and if there was something stolen, it was very easy to accuse a shepherd who was out in the fields all day, sometimes all night, and perhaps was not as accountable for their movements as some. And they were also suspect spiritually because of their work. They tended to miss a lot of the temple festivals. They had to stay in the fields at times. So it's interesting that God gave this particular privilege we see in this passage of being the first group of people to actually see Jesus on this earth. It's interesting that God gave this privilege to a despised class of people. And I have to wonder if that was intentional. In the Gospels, we often see things reversed. And this seems to be no exception. It's a reversal of what we might expect. The announcement is not to royalty. The announcement is not to those of the temple priestly classes. It's to shepherds. What the world values, God does not. And what the world despises, God values. Of course, when we think about the Old Testament, we can think of other aspects of what it meant to be a shepherd. And perhaps there's some of this in mind as well. Of course, David, and it's pointed out here that in verse 11, today in the town of David, a savior has been born. Of course, David was a shepherd. 2 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 8, for example, God reminds him, I took you from the pasture, from following the sheep, you should be prince over my people Israel. He looked after sheep, in fact, at Bethlehem. 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 15, David went back and forth from Saul to feed his father's sheep at Bethlehem. It looks like he had two jobs, or what we might say in modern day parlance, he had a side hustle. But he was a shepherd, and in both Old Testament and New Testament, shepherds symbolize those who care for God's people, including the Lord himself. I'll put some references in the show notes. So these shepherds here in Luke chapter 2 might symbolize all the ordinary people, ordinary people like you and I who have received the gospel with joy and in some ways have become evangelists for that good news. And that's what we see in this passage. They have an incredible encounter with the angel. They're terrified. The angel reassures them that this is good news. It's not a judgment. And a savior has been born. And he is Messiah. He is Lord. And this is all good news. And the great host appears, singing and praising God. Glory to God in the highest heaven. And on earth, peace, the shalom, to those on whom his favor rests. He's chosen us to be blessed, to be given his mercy and this good news. And the shepherds immediately hurry off to see Mary, Joseph, and the baby in a manger, that symbol of humility. And immediately, verse 17, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. Amazed, I would imagine, for several reasons. Perhaps something to do with the virgin birth, perhaps something to do with the manger, perhaps something to do with Mary and Joseph themselves and the stories they told about their encounters with angels. Perhaps shepherds, Mary and Joseph, had a little angel story swapping session, talking about what had happened. Perhaps amazed that this person is described as a savior, as Messiah, as Lord. Perhaps amazed that the shepherds would be so excited about it and that God would reveal himself to them. We don't know all the reasons why they were amazed, but they were amazed. And as they returned, they went back to their flocks, back to the hills, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So what might we make of the choice of the shepherds to be the first evangelists of the news that Christ is with us? Perhaps it's simply this, and it doesn't matter how ordinary you are. It doesn't matter whether people around you value you. It doesn't matter whether people respect you. It doesn't matter whether you are thought to be somebody of significance or not. In terms of being an effective evangelist, what matters is having an encounter with the heavenlies, an encounter with Jesus, knowing and accepting this brilliant, wonderful, good news that God has come amongst us, that today and every day now as we go forward, a Savior has been born to us, Messiah and Lord. I hope these thoughts might be a refreshing way to spend some time in prayer and refresh your faith and your gratitude for what God has done and be reinvigorated to be a shepherd who spreads the word. Till the next time, take care and God bless.